For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Monday, March the 11th. One guest today, we got Val Gurman. Welcome to Radio Friend, Val.
Thanks for having me.
Boy, you must be in seventh heaven with everything that's been happening in the skies the past months or so.
It's almost dangerous.
Really. We had back in February, we had the asteroid that blew up over Russia.
Right.
Then the next day, we had a light in the sky in California, and the next day, we had in Miami.
Right, 3 days in a row.
So,
what's happening?
Yes.
Well, that's very interesting. There was, and of course, at the same time period, the this asteroid, DA-14, it was called, went by the Earth on schedule.
Right.
And where they said it was going to go.
And tonight... Tonight, March the 11th,
that's right.
We may be able to see something in the sky with our naked eye.
Right.
What is that?
Comet Pan-STARRS.
Comet Pan-STARRS. Now, we've got an image, a visual of this. If you want to see what we're talking about, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends. What are we looking at? Where in the sky?
Well, now, this is sort of a best-case scenario from a few days from now. Tonight... very close to the sun. The sun will set, I'm trying to think exactly, about 6:30. The if you look directly above the sun as it's setting tonight.
If it's clear,
there may be a star above and to the left of the sun. That'll be this comet. There's sort of a difference of opinion as to what this comet's going to do. It very well, I think the chances are about at least 1 in 3 or maybe a little better that it will become a great comet. And if that's the case, it will be visible in daylight.
If it does become a great comet.
Right. Now, at the worst case, it'll just be a very nice comet.
Okay.
And in which case, what it's going to do is move along the western horizon for the next month to the north.
So we should be able to see this comet over the next 30 days.
That's right.
Western horizon, it will move from south to north in the western horizon.
It's a room service, supper time comet. Very interesting, very unique. You can't say very unique. Either it is or it isn't.
Right.
Unique in that it will come around the sun today and then sort of wrap around the sun and head north at a pretty good clip and stay in the west and northwest for the next 30 or so days.
Now, this comet is much, much closer to the sun than it is the Earth. There's no chance that this comet is going to...
no chance.
...come into the Earth.
This comet, in fact, yesterday went around the sun only less than a million miles from the sun. The worst case scenario is that nothing shows up because the sun has destroyed it.
Okay.
Now, that's a 10% possibility, probably.
So we will not know until tonight whether it's going to be there or not, whether we can see it or not.
All the world's astronomers will be on tenterhooks, as they say, because that's the great thing about astronomy in many respects, is you don't always know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's very cool.
You know what? They called it pretty closely accurately with the comet that came within, or the asteroid that came within 17,000 miles of the Earth.
Right.
But now, that brings up a point that we don't think about very often. But I was reading that over 1 million pounds of rocks from outer space strike the Earth's atmosphere every 24 hours.
Yeah, there's a constant rain of what are called micrometeoroids constantly falling to the Earth.
Every once in a while, one large enough gets into the atmosphere and burns up as it gets closer, or is still large enough that it can make it to the ground.
Right, and we had a little taste of that. Actually, I was quite shocked. The Russian impact last month, the ballistic wave, that is, the damage that was done on the ground, was not done by the explosion by it hitting the ground.
No, it was done by its explosion in the air, in the atmosphere.
Actually, by the ballistic wave.
Of it coming through the atmosphere.
That's right. This thing was going 32,000 miles an hour, which is indescribably fast. And it created a shockwave, like a supersonic boom.
Uh-huh.
And that is what blew out the windows.
So it was a supersonic boom.
That's right.
Of the asteroid that blew out the window.
Blew out the windows. And the asteroid did explode, but the damage was already being done. In fact, some of the videos, you actually can see the object go over. And you hear the people talking who are taking the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, in one of the videos I've seen, there's someone counting. It's 5 seconds per mile, the shockwave. And in Russians, and I'm sure what the gentleman was doing was saying, how high is it? Well, we'll wait till the shockwave gets here. They'll tell us how many miles up it is.
Wow.
And it was 25 seconds. And the shockwave, instead of just being a nice sonic boom, actually broke windows and knocked them to the ground.
Exactly, exactly. Now, what are our chances of seeing something like that again in our lifetime?
Well, it's apparently, you know, you got the 2/3 of the Earth's, 3/4 of the Earth's surface almost is water. Quite often, objects like that come in, and they come in over an area where
no one knows.
No one knows.
No one can hear the sonic boom. No one sees it.
Right. If an asteroid falls in the forest, does it make a sound?
Okay. So this could be happening a lot more frequently than we realize it over the vast reaches of the ocean.
Well, there's no doubt it happens fairly often because for about 40 years there have been instruments set up to detect nuclear tests, quite frankly, anywhere in the world. And they hear ballistic waves in the atmosphere from time to time, that there's no report of any falling object.
So that would be an asteroid coming.
Exactly.
Through.
It would be falling something
over
coming
the ocean.
Over the ocean, over the South Pole, over the North Pole, someplace where no one sees it fall.
Okay. Right. Just so it stays away from our cities.
Well, exactly. I mean, an object, for instance, you go to Meteor Crater out in Arizona, the ballistic wave from that object probably would have killed anyone just outright within 50 or 60 miles of the site.
We're out of time, Val.
Look on the bright side.
Well, if people want more information, they can contact the Central Missouri Astronomical Association. How?
Call me, 445-0049.
Okay, Val Gervin, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure having you here. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about Countdown to Kindergarten, and Ellis Fischel Cancer Center is moving to their new location. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Have yourself a nice morning. Thanks for listening.